news, everyone.
It's Jake Seeley.
And there's a surprise in your cereal box.
I'm great. Everybody else sucks.
Let's get dangerous.
Yes, sir, random kid I just met.
It's time to check the lid.
Oh, wait, you serious? Let me laugh even harder.
You know what? You just made the list.
Hooray. People are paying attention to me.
It's all in for all.
Sure, we talk about it all the time.
Really?
No. Burn.
What is up, you ducks? Welcome to the off-season of All In Football on FTN Network, talking fantasy football way too early for 2024, but that's what we're here for. So yeah, we got plenty of time, and if you have any questions, we might even answer them. Although, you know me, I don't answer your questions off the air. Let Meany answer them. You can ask him on Twitter, at Chris Meany, and bother him all off-season. He's doing baseball, too. If you've been listening to the SiriusXM show, no longer 9 a.m. on Saturdays. It is now 7 p.m. on Saturdays with Meany talking baseball. Who's joining you, Meany, by the way, for the 15 people who still play baseball?
Dane Martinez, the spitting statistician, is joining me. Unfortunately, David Jones decided to leave FTN this week. He was also lined up to join us. So it's going to be a two-man show with some guests. We'll take care of you. We'll do talk a lot of fantasy baseball, some live drafts. So I will miss you guys. This my Saturdays will not be the same. I'll have to adjust to Saturday
literally
evenings, but they will definitely not be the same. But we're going to continue things over at SiriusXM, and hopefully the three of us are back together over at Channel 87 very, very soon.
Yay!
Probably what, June, July, somewhere around there. Like when they do the switch back over, you get your few months of baseball. And hey, if you do like baseball, over The Athletic, the entire draft kit dropped in my customizable sheet thing. That like I wait, I gotta get Dom back in town, hockey guy, because he built it from scratch for hockey and tried to convert it to baseball. And I did a lot of what I know how to do with Excel and broke some things along the way that he helped me fix along the way. But now he's on vacation this week because it's your time of year for you to take some vacation for hockey people. And I don't know how to fix some of those things. So gonna have to find out. But I also, here you go, Meany. For everybody who knows Ray Flowers, been around for a long time. He actually put out a tweet. He's like, how many years have you been playing fantasy baseball? Is 1 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 15, 15 plus. The vast majority was 15 plus, second was 11 to 15, third was 6 to 10, and single digit percentage was 1 to 5 years. Not just 1 year, 2 years, 1 to 5 years. So I have an article coming out from Athletic is, why is fantasy baseball dead and how do we resurrect it? Because that's damning. That's so sad.
Complicated. It's a very complicated fantasy sport, in my opinion.
I think it's just the day-to-day aspect of it. I really enjoy, you know, the weekly lock lineups, kind of like football. You take care of the waiver wire stuff on a Sunday. You set your lineup for Monday for the entire week, and you just forget about it. You enjoy summer, and you go do summer activities. But the season is just dragged on, I think, for, you know, the 3 or 4 months, and it's the only thing that's going on. And, you know, there's just you want a break, I think.
The poll of why you don't play, 50% time / weekly involvement, and then 33% just don't like baseball. So we can kind of throw them out the window. But 12%,
they're going to play.
The season length and overlap of the NFL was 12%, and then just other was 6%. And there was a few comments in there, but going to tell people how to fix it if you want to keep playing. The weekly, yes, Meany, but on the flip side, whatever. Read the article. I don't want to spend too much time. We're not here. Fantasy football is what we're talking about here. Whether we're talking about 2024 debates, way too early rankings, free agent wish list, which I like how Meany put that out there. We have less than a month to free agency. That's the NFL. It's already turning around, and we're going to have less than a month of free agency. So I figured, because you sprinkled that in, and I noticed that on the sheet for SiriusXM, but we never did it on SiriusXM. So I figure we do that today. We kind of start there, maybe branch into some other things. It's going to be quicker hit shows because it is the off season, and maybe you can just do this on a walk like the wife is doing right now with the dog. So first off the list, Saquon Barkley. Let's talk about him. This is kind of, assuming for you, meaning what you meant with this, was free agent wish list question mark, as in the question mark is like, do you want to talk about it? That's not but the free agent wish list is, where do we want to see them for fantasy? Yeah. Like what, right? Like that's, you're not just saying like, I want him back with my team. Okay. So then let's start with it, because I love some Saquon Barkley. But I don't want him with the Giants. Like, I guess it's still good because he'll be an RB1 because we know he's going to get all the work, and there's always a chance he goes somewhere and splits more than today's NFL. Like, maybe he goes somewhere and maybe they go somewhere and he turns into, I'll phrase it that way, Manny. Where do you want him to go? I'm completely changing the question of Saquon Barkley. Where do you want him to go to not end up being Tony Pollard? And that's what I'll say. No, because that's what I'll say. It's like, that not just he, because Tony Pollard got all the goal line opportunities that we wanted him to. He just failed to them. So I don't think Saquon Barkley would fail to the level of Tony Pollard. I threw that out there to say, where does he go to not turn into Tony Pollard, where maybe if he was like with the Packers and A.J. Dillon, because A.J. Dillon's a free agent, but you get my point, like A.J. Dillon type of player steals all the goal line touches. And all of a sudden Saquon Barkley turns into Matt Forte from years ago, which is still great, but not getting the touchdown. So where do you think Barkley can land? And why is the answer my Super Bowl winning Houston Texans if that's where he goes?
That's the first team that comes to mind. Maybe, Lauren, it's just he's beaten it in our heads for the past like couple of weeks.
No, I agree.
That's the spot. I mean, the Eagles are certainly appealing too. You know, he'd get some of his goal line touches taken away from Jalen Hurts. But I think Houston's just in a really great situation because the process of the rebuild has like sped up with the excellence of last year's draft and getting a guy like CJ Stroud and the development right away from him. All of a sudden you have a bunch of cap space. I think they're inside the top 7 or 8 in terms of cap space. So a lot of teams out there probably don't want to spend on a running back, but Houston can do this. Like, they can afford to do this and they need a running back. Singletary is a free agent. And, he was the guy that overtook the backfield. So there's an opportunity here in Houston for a lot of touches. So I would like to see him go there. It's Stroud, the offense, the defense is going to improve. It's a really winnable division. You're going to beat up on some teams inside the division. He should get all of the work, all of the touches. The offensive line will grow in the offseason as well. So that's my landing spot for Saquon. And I know it would be bittersweet for you, Jake. Certainly tough for Giants fans. But what I said on Mean Streets
is perfect for Jake. Bittersweet? What are you talking about?
I don't know, because he's also a Giants guy. Like, he's sad to see him go and not wear the jersey anymore. And you're right, probably not as much anymore that he was like.
No, he's going to run out and get a Texans Barkley, and it's going to replace the one that's right behind him.
Just put red stripes on there. It's like done.
Elsie, what's the saying? Like, when you love something, sometimes you just have to let it go, let it be free.
Not just red stripes. I'm going to go buy a 2-pack of red stripe beer and just hang it on the corners and just like there's the red stripes on the jersey. Is red stripe beer still around? I was just sitting there the other night, like watching all the Super Bowl commercials and be like, remember red stripe? Those commercials? Yeah. What happened to those guys?
Doctor? Yeah.
No. The ones with the like.
That's the one I remember the most. As an advertising major. I like commercials, and that's one that, creepy foot doctor, boo, red stripe, yay.
Yeah, those guys.
I think it was red stripe. Now I could be totally wrong. I don't know.
I thought, are you not going to continue? I thought you were jumping into the
Texas
thing.
I think, my problem here is, I know this is our wish list on where we think or where we want these players to end up. Unfortunately, I really do think Saquon Barkley is staying in New York. And that is an unfortunate situation for him. Honestly, I think the Texans might be snagging Derrick Henry. So I think that is an excellent spot for Derrick Henry would be to Houston. But no matter what, I think these top names at the running back position, they have a beautiful landing spot in Houston if they can get there. So I don't know, man. This could be really interesting. But for your sake, Jake, I hope he doesn't stay in New York, and I hope he does go to Houston. Because no matter what, I think it's going to be pretty juicy. Because I think Josh Jacobs is going to be staying with the Raiders. I think Saquon Barkley is going to be staying with the Giants. So I think that leaves one of the top prospects, aside from like DeAndre Swift, is going to be Derrick Henry. So,
There's possibly other bigger names there. So you just said one of the ones that I wasn't even going to go to next, but that works because you said Jacob staying with the Raiders. Minnie, do you agree that Jacob stays with the Raiders? And is that best for him because Antonio Pierce is going to give him 800 billion touches and probably he's going to end his career in 1 year.
I think that would be best for him because of what you just said. Antonio Pierce definitely, I don't want to say unleashed him. He's, the previous couple of years, he's gotten a lot of the work. But they really leaned into him when Pierce took over. I don't know. I think that they may move on from him. I think that they feel like they have something in Zamir White. There's certainly a rebuild. They got to figure out what they're going to do at the quarterback position. they were reluctant to pay him last year at this time. And he was, you know, he kind of felt like, listen, I was the rushing champ and you guys didn't pay me. I'm getting paid. So we'll see what happens with the tag or whatnot. I would like to see him. Be a little selfish here. I'm going to pick Philly for a couple guys, but I would like to see him in Philadelphia, a true bell cow back that they can lean on the ground game.
But would he? That's the question.
Would he be like, a true bell cow back? Yeah, maybe
that's
not.
The problem.
The one thing I really noticed when we get into Swift is, you know, he touched career highs in terms of attempts and carries and stuff, but he wasn't even close to his average in terms of targets and catches. So maybe, I don't know, with a new offense, potentially there's some targets to the running back position, but I think Jacobs is gone. I'm just not sure where. I can't really pinpoint it.
Really?
Yeah, I think they'll roll with Zamir White.
I actually think there's a bigger chance that Jacobs is back than there is Barkley is back, mostly because they're not franchising Barkley again. So after what happened last year, kind of peace. See ya. Although Jacobs went through the same scenario. So, yeah. But that wasn't with Antonio Pierce as the head coach. So it'll be interesting. And you got to remember, there's a lot of teams that why are they going to pay? Like, why? This is the NFL now. Like, why are we paying running backs? And that's the whole stink that we have. And there's the argument where no matter which side you sit on, I mean, the NFL is just what it is. It's not going to pay. At least it's not as bad. Go back to baseball. At least it's not as bad as baseball, meaning. At least we don't have like top 20 pitchers that still don't even have a team right now as of today. It's going to be March. Ridiculous.
Yeah, and you know what? Miles Sanders, I think, was the highest paid running back last year, and that was clearly a mistake on Carolina's standpoint. So you're right. Teams are going to be a little hesitant to fork out dollars, but also these running backs are a lot more talented than I think last year's class.
They are, but we'll also talk about, like, look at the options we have. We just mentioned Saquon Barkley, Tony Pollard. There's where I was going next. Josh Jacobs and now Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard might not be back with the Cowboys, or he could be, and he could be the lead in this place. So we know what is going to happen if he's with the Cowboys. And honestly, there's probably some regression opportunity to get better at the goal line. And to have that kind of failure is kind of absurd, even for somebody that's not a big running back. Like, even if you told me, like, Jaquizz Rodgers, like, go way, way back. And we're like, he had 20 okay. rushing attempts at the goal line. He got one. Like, it'd just be like, like, even him, he should have gotten into the end zone a few more times. But that being said, Tony Pollard, if it's not the Cowboys, Lauren, are we just going to keep going back to the Texans? Or are we just going to be like, put everybody on the Texans? Every single one of these running backs needs to be put on the Texans. Because Singletary is a free agent, by the way.
Yeah, I think for this particular situation with Tony Pollard, I see him as such a strong candidate to be in a committee or timeshare. That's kind of where I see Tony Pollard. I think maybe it's the bias I must have, again, just like we mentioned, against his inefficiency at the goal line. So maybe that's kind of where I see him in a committee. And I think that's where the Cowboys struggled. So I think that's another great landing spot for Derrick Henry, by the way, is the Dallas Cowboys. However, I think he needs to be with another big running back, in my opinion. So I think teams that already have a good, solid, at least one, so like the New York Jets, I think putting Tony Pollard with someone like Breece Hall, I think that would be a great landing spot for Tony Pollard. But he's not a bell cow, in my opinion. I just don't think he has the size. I don't think he has the sustainability. He doesn't have the efficiency in the red zone, efficiency at the goal line, at the goal line. So I just wonder, he's so awesome in between the 20s, but there needs to be a big back in Dallas that's going to be able to do that. Tony Pollard can't do it by himself, and I think that's where I think there could be a really solid 1-2 punch for Tony Pollard with the Jets.
Yeah, I wonder if the book is just out on him and other teams are like, we saw it. He really can't handle a full workload. You can count on one hand how many times he had 20 carries, you know, extremely explosive the year before with a change of pace guy like Zeke. Right. I do believe that Dallas will actually bring him back maybe on the cheap and also try to bring somebody else in.
Ezekiel Elliott? I'm kidding.
I don't know. Like, I'm looking at teams. I mean, it's easy to say Houston for all of them, as you just said, Jake, but like Green Bay, do they try that with him and Aaron Jones? I know Aaron Jones is terrific as a pass catcher, so really what's the point of that?
I'll give you an answer. Correct division, Minnesota, wrong Washington? Team.
Minnesota?
Yeah.
I don't hate that either.
The Madison is not it. They tried Akers, Ty Chandler. I like him as a player, but he's not it either. So I could, that would be a fun landing spot too, especially if Kirk Cousins returned. They got a ton of weapons there.
Although I will say the Minnesota Vikings and helping their running backs convert at the goal line were among the worst in Tony Pollard. He would just never get in the end zone, ever. 1,700 yards, zero touchdowns.
And yeah, I don't know if Madison had a rushing touchdown last year. Sorry, Laura, to jump in. I don't think he did.
You're good.
They really struggled to.
Who didn't?
Yeah, just like Dallas. Madison, I don't think he had a rushing touchdown last year. He may have had one. I think he had a couple of receiving touchdowns, but they.
I don't remember if he had the one. In. They had like two rushing touchdowns from the running backs. I know. I
think Ty Chandler.
I know. I should go back and look. I'm curious now.
He was probably against me in the first round of the playoffs. So I'm just probably Ty Chandler. Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
But yeah. He struggled near the goal line.
Yeah, and that's my.
Madison has zero.
I really like that, Jake, because that's exactly what I'm saying with Tony Pollard, is that it's. There's enough bodies there where they can spread this workload around among all of these guys, and none of them have to be a bell cow as long as all of them perform in some capacity. And imagine how confusing this is going to be for defenses to have to scheme around all of these different running backs. That's a really great landing spot. You know what? I take away my Jets. Forget it. Vikings. Let's go. That's great. I like that a lot. It's like you're smart and good at this, Jake. Who knew?
Yeah, right. Well, who else could finally fit into this team, which I don't think the answer here that has been given is his former team, because I don't know. I think this is interesting, the fact that we haven't said the Chargers for any of these, because Austin Eckler is probably not coming back. Harbaugh and Roman, you tell me you wouldn't be excited about Saquon Barkley or Josh Jacobs or even Tony Pollard under this offense with Roman and Harbaugh and touching the ball 300 times, or... if Austin Eckler is back, but doesn't sound like that's happening. So is there a world where Austin Eckler can get top 12? Like, we're now having this conversation. Can Austin Eckler get back to being an RB1 on any team? Is there a team out there? I know there's a team. There's actually two teams in mind for me. I think one of them is super obvious that people might skip over, but because it involves somebody that might have to leave. There's a big hint. So, Meenie, you look so contemplative over there. I want to see if you go first.
Who's leaving? The first team that comes to mind is Dallas, just because they're that kind of team.
But that's I can see that if they don't bring back Pollard.
Yeah, like if he was in Dallas, I would say he has the ability to be a top 12 guy. I also think maybe in Philadelphia has ability to be a top 12 guy. I think even in Minnesota. He would be a top 12 guy again, just somewhere where
not quite. There's a better spot.
There's a better spot.
By the way, while you're thinking, I do love that jiggle. See, everybody that listened to me, a Lamar Miller comparison for Tony Pollard. I like said a million, but I appreciate. Look, it's you, little big man, Nathan Gadowski, and Albert. Appreciate you guys. They're like that.
Actually, hi, everybody.
You know what? Where's a smiley man? Where's the one I can't think of?
I forget his.
I just brain farted you. Like the contagious brain fart. Like just Mr. Nice Guy.
Mr. Nice Guy.
Say, smiley man.
Just before
Jiggles, you're too late.
Love
it.
Lauren, can you guess what team?
Yeah, I'm stumped with
you. The one that really stands out to me the most is Baltimore. I think that Austin Eckler would be a great
fit. Also not Baltimore, but that's it's also a good one.
Yeah, yeah. I think he would be a great fit in Baltimore, but I'm not catching the one. You said it was super obvious that it'd be easy to skip over?
No, I said it's going to sound super great, but it's so there's two. One is obvious.
Bengals?
One has. There you go.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, okay, I'm there. I'm with you now.
They have to get rid of Joe Mixon, which is possible, but they don't also need to. They have possibly the most cap in the NFL, so like they could afford. The one thing about the Bengals for the cap situation is they could do a lot of short-term stuff, which means they don't necessarily need to get rid of Joe Mixon at this point. But if they did, and short-term, you get Austin Eckler for 2 years, and you put Austin Eckler on the Bengals, everybody would top 10, potentially. Like the Bengals seem like a great opportunity for anybody on this list. The other one is in that same division, and that is, what if Nick Chubb isn't ready this year? I think the Browns could be an interesting spot for any. Like, what if the Browns bring in Tony Pollard and be like, you know what? That was fun last year with Jerome Ford, but what happens if Nick Chubb's not ready till the middle of the season? And then we do something like that. So I think it could be good and bad at the same time. That wasn't the obvious one. I was saying, like, if you think about it, obvious, like if they cut somebody, that was the Bengals. So I say that to say this is like, if they did get rid of him and moved on, is not just Pollard, Eckler, Jacobs, and Barkley. You brought up his name earlier, Meanie. I'm going to go to Lauren first on this one. In a similar skill set, got some of the work you just mentioned, the biggest touches. What if the Bengals go even cheaper than Eckler? Because they're probably, if you're talking about these two players, this one's probably going to get the cheaper contract. Even though he's younger, but he can't stay healthy. So what if DeAndre Swift was on the Bengals?
I mentioned him. Hey, now.
No, Meany said it when he was talking about all his touches for the bell cow role for Josh Jacobs with the Eagles. But anyway, so DeAndre Swift with the Bengals. How about that appeal? Would that make you feel top 20?
I don't hate it. Yes, I do. I do think top 20 is within his scope of work for sure. Top 10, way too much. Even RB1, I think, is too much. So I think RB20 or above is good in that high end RB2 category. And the reason I like this is very simple, easy dump offs, I think, would be fantastic. I like that for DeAndre Swift.
Head coach Taylor RB Swift. Taylor Swift.
Never Come stops. On. Even never I didn't stops. Bring that up.
I think that would be a pretty good landing spot, Jake. Again, just somewhere, you know, where the offense is like top five, top ten. And
is there anywhere better we could put Swift? Do you have a team?
And I thought he was I think he was in the perfect spot already. Like, he had basically 1,000 yards. A career season for him. It's just the team really didn't lean on him, and I don't know if they didn't trust him. I don't know. I think
here I'll do some toss ups for you. Can it, just like right now, if I told you today he's back with the Eagles versus these teams, can it get better than what we just had? So there you go. That's, you just said, yeah, pretty good. So does it get better if he's on the Ravens?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. Okay, Lauren shaking her head no. Does it get better? We just talked Bengals, so does it get better if he replaces Derrick Henry and the Titans?
No.
No?
No. It's just not his style. I think
does it get better if he's on the Chargers?
I like the Chiefs.
No, Chiefs and Pacheco's team.
Because I don't think he's going to like get 20-plus carries. I don't think he's going to that type of back.
See, exactly. So that's why I think Pacheco can still be totally relevant with DeAndre Swift on the team, and that's going to be a much more improved run game for the Chiefs without really having to dip too far into Pacheco's workload. So this is great sustainability for Pacheco. And I think this is actually speaking to the strength and weaknesses of Swift on that team. But oh my God, you want to talk about a Taylor Swift comparison? You get DeAndre Swift on the Chiefs. Oh my God, forget it. I think a black hole will open up in the NFL and advertising, and it'd be terrible.
I think, like, it would be a good move for Kansas City, but ultimately, like, that wouldn't be – I don't know how he would improve on his, what, RB24 finish, because he just wouldn't rack up nearly 1,000 yards. Like,
I don't think he can improve. I just think that's where he lives.
Yeah, maybe he can. Maybe that's spot on.
The Chargers. I would agree. You don't think he can improve on the Chargers? And, of course, this would assume health. I would. You put him with Roman and Harbaugh?
Yeah, I could
see it. If that's their move. Here's the thing that, like, we have to remember for everybody out there.
Though, I just don't. I don't think he lives there.
Well, I say, like, we got to throw out injury, obviously, because we can play the injury game with a lot of people. But for everybody out there, you got to remember, like, when you have these coaches and they come into incumbent running backs, especially running backs, but a lot of incumbent players, it's like those aren't their guys. The biggest changeover you usually see is the running back position. On top of that, there is no Austin Eckler. I think if the Chargers go out there and free agency sign a running back the first day or two, that's a big sign, in my opinion, because it's the NFL that you don't need to sign a running back. It's the NFL where they're depressed price in free agency, and it's the NFL where they're undervalued, period. So if you see Harbaugh and Roman go out there, and I don't care if it's Swift, I don't care if it's even Derrick Henry, who I haven't talked about, I don't know if you care if it's further down the line. If they signed A.J. Dillon, I would raise an eyebrow. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's day one or two of free agency and they sign a running back immediately, I'd be like, ooh, like, that, you got my attention. Like, you caught my attention. Here's one for you.
Who was the other running back, aside from Blake Corum, who was on the Wolverines? I cannot think of his name, and I'm trying to look at it right now. Because I wonder if he would be a really good comparison to a DeAndre Swift-like character. So I'm actually going to go back to what you were saying before, Jake, about how the Chargers could be a pretty good fit for DeAndre Swift if he doesn't fall into a Blake Corum role. Let's say that Harbaugh does bring a similar type of offensive scheme when it comes to the running backs, and maybe he fits in the RB2 category. And I'm looking for his name and I cannot find it because I'm slow and my computer sucks.
Well, they're gonna, to Jake's point, they want to run the football. They're gonna want to run the football. So whoever they do bring in, that's, I think they're certainly going to draft somebody. But I think the type that they want is somebody who can, like, I don't know if Derrick Henry is the answer. Like, I still think he can handle a ton of touches. But somebody like Jacobs, like, imagine if they signed Jacobs, or just, Let's just leave it at Jacobs, like a guy that we know can touch the ball.
You talking about the Chargers?
20 plus time. Yeah, the Chargers. Like,
if you told me today Jacobs signs with the Chargers, top five.
Oh,
there you go. Jinx. There you go.
Yeah, double jinx.
Triple jinx. You owe me a Coke or whatever they call it in Canada.
Pepsi. We have Coke
in Canada. Oh, the Pepsi's trash.
Don't ever buy me Pepsi.
Yeah, no, Pepsi's disgusting.
Really, you guys would team Coke over Pepsi?
Blah, I can't drink Pepsi. I can immediately tell the difference. Yeah,
like Coke, it just leaves a little bit of film on your teeth. I don't know.
I think Pepsi does. Like, that's exactly why I don't like Pepsi. It leaves like a...
The true answer is Coke Zero. I don't even know where
like
we're having this
flavor in my sinuses that I'm like, ugh, I can't.
Like, I don't even, like, Coke Zero, like, Nicole's the same way now. We go somewhere, like, do you have Coke Zero? And they're like, we have Diet Coke. I'm like, nope. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Regular Coke? Nope. Big difference. No, thank you. There's, like, Coke Zero is completely different. If I go anywhere with
Fox
no Pepsi.
Fox is a Pepsi guy, too. Mm-mm.
Like, nope. That's Pepsi, right. Like,
nope. Jake, you and I on the same team over here.
Nope. And actually, Pibb is better than Dr. Pepper, which actually, Dr. Pepper, for people that don't know this, is not a Pepsi product. Dr. Pepper is their own independent. They just happen to coincide with Pepsi in a lot of places. Dr. Pepper's don't. Yeah. Has nothing to do. Pepsi actually doesn't have that kind of soda. So just so you know. And then Mountain Dew. I will say, like, you got the Mountain Dew versus what is, are they still on Mellow Yellow for Coke? Is that what they are? Like, I don't even know anymore. Like,
I don't know either. I don't know.
So the interesting, well, what I was going to bring up is, like, whatever the Coke version, I think it is still Mellow Yellow.
Sprite is the Coke version, is it not?
Yes, which Sprite is better. Which, oh, like, we got that whole thing with Starry. Like, Pepsi is trying hard with Starry to try to make them a thing. The funny thing, what I was going to say, the funny thing is like, so the reason I don't even like Pepsi as much is it's kind of more carbonated than Coke, like, and not like a little rougher. The interesting thing that I thought of is, like, Pepsi has more Pibb has more carbonation than Dr. Pepper. Sprite has more carbonation than Starry. Their whatever version of Mountain Dew has more carbonation, but for some, like, all of them, but, like, then Pepsi has more carbonation than Coke. Anyway, this is, I just thought that's weird, as nobody's listening anymore. Although, apparently we should just talk soda, because everybody's, like, now jumping the chats.
Hey, everyone has got a take, and I'm here for the takes. Pepsi.
I'm with Nathan on this, by the way, anyway, is energy. You know this. Amino Energy. Strawberry and watermelon flavors are terrific. Sometimes I cut those with, like, a Monster Zero, the white cans, or the green can. So Monster white, green, orange, and that's about it. Red used to be good, but I feel like they changed their flavors.
I actually shouldn't even have any say in this argument, because the only thing I drink besides a smoothie in the morning is water or vodka at night. So that doesn't count. But that's also
I thought you were
going to
say vodka in the morning. I was like, holy crap, we have to have a conversation.
I only drink water. I do not drink soda anymore.
Nothing wrong with a good or a Bloody Mary. Nothing wrong with a good Bloody Mary.
Every once in a while, yeah.
The answer also, though, is for all this is zero. For all the stuff, there's like zero, so you don't get those extra calories. I can't talk. Anyway, what were we talking about? Running backs? Anybody going to the Chargers, basically?
going to the Chargers.
Somebody's going to the Chargers, and maybe they just draft somebody. But there was one more, and this is the, as we get out of here, shortened shows because it's the off season. So make sure you... I can't get over the fact I'm tripped up on the fact that she's like, I only drink water or vodka. And I'm like, for breakfast? Like,
yep. Just take a shot of vodka. I'm ready to go for the day.
Is there
champion?
Yeah.
Coffee's disgusting, terrible. Jay. Get the hell. Coffee's the most awful.
I've come around on coffee. I have to have a black. But I've come.
I'll do it if it's really cold outside. And
I will say,
God, we need alcohol. I'm like, if there's Bailey's and Kahlua in it, I'll drink coffee.
Meanie, you're the only type of people I respect, by the way, when it comes to coffee, because you said black. Like, when you're putting, like, 17 creamers and sugars and all these, like, that's not even coffee anymore. When you have to spruce something up that differently, like, no, like, then it's not coffee. Like, what are you doing? Why are you even drinking something you have to do all that to?
Coffee flavor.
I'm not up early enough for D when she puts together her coffees, but I was up one time, really, when she was, and the amount of stuff she puts in that coffee, I'm
hazelnut,
like,
creamer and sugar.
You might as well just take that bag of sugar and cream to in your cup to work.
I know.
All right, last thing.
Coffee with your creamer.
Last thing before Derrick Henry. I'm genuinely shocked by this one, and maybe I'm the only, like, is Nicole on an island by herself? She doesn't like sweet tea. And I'm like,
I don't like sweet
not
tea.
Even.
No, I'm with
what
her.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
I'm like, kind of with her. Dee loves it. She loved your wedding.
Oh, you guys are all drunk. That.
But it's I don't know.
I mean, obviously, I am. I drink vodka in the morning, I guess.
Chick-fil-A sweet tea is one of the most amazing things on the history of the everything. Like, it's just, bathe myself in sweet tea from Chick-fil-A.
That's weird.
Just lick it off my body.
Super weird. No, I'm with the wifey on this one.
Yeah, I think you're alone, Jake. You're alone.
Actually, no, because it's one of the biggest selling things in the world.
Is say that you're alone on this show, but we're
Jay
alone.
Is with us too. Jay understands the ladies.
Yeah,
well, Jay's just a bitter young man. I said young, but it's like he's already bitter. His teams suck. That's the problem. All of his teams suck. He's a Giants fan. I understand his pain. So there you go. Anyway, Derrick Henry, as now anybody who's still listening is like, what are we even talking fantasy football at all today? So, Derrick Henry, here's how I'm going to phrase the question for both of you guys. You can who's going to go first in this one? Is this because, Lauren, do you want to wait for Meany's response, or do you want to go first because Derrick Henry is your boy?
It's Derrick Henry.
Here's how I'm going to phrase the question. Is there a team, this is similar to Austin Eckler, is there a team of the 32 teams where Derrick Henry goes that he can get back to being an RB1? Or is his time done? Like, it's just the answer, nobody.
Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh, and replace Tony Pollard.
Yep.
Oh, man.
What if Tony Pollard's still there and they bring him into BZ?
I think this is going to be a very much Derrick Henry, Tyjae Spears situation, which I think is smarter to do. But I think either way, it's going to be good for Derrick Henry. I would prefer Tony Pollard not be there, and this is the Derrick Henry show. But this is exactly what the Cowboys need in a real football standard, is a run game. And Derrick Henry's looking for a new home. I think this is exactly what that offense has been needing, so it's also great for fantasy football. So Derrick Henry to the Cowboys.
Man, I don't want to
see
that.
Derrick Henry drinks tea. Derrick Henry puts tea on his cereal. He's better than Ezekiel.
Tea first and then cereal, right, Jake? Yeah.
Yes.
That's good. That's a good landing spot, honestly. I mean, selfishly, I wouldn't want to see that as an Eagles guy. There's three spots. Dallas is one of them. Philly's another one, and Baltimore. Like, just the way that the Ravens want to run the football, lean on the offensive line. They do. They run the football more than anyone in neutral game situations. They run it better than anyone. Lamar doesn't have a history of dumping it down, checking it down. They could just lean on the ground game, and the offense, the passing offense grew last year. So I just think Baltimore, Philly behind that offensive line as well. And Dallas is a good landing spot. They missed Zeke last year. As much as Zeke looked toast,
that they did.
They missed that short yardage, ground and pound type of running back near the goal line. And the way, I mean, that offense, I think all three of those offenses could be top five offenses.
I don't think Baltimore is a better situation for Derrick Henry, though. In terms of real football, I think it's good. Really? I don't see that.
Titans were so brutal last year.
Wait, Baltimore versus the Cowboys or Baltimore versus the Titans? She's saying Baltimore versus the Cowboys, like the Ravens versus the Cowboys. Like,
the Titans is one of the worst spots for him to be.
Right. But would you take, for Lauren's point, would you take straight up, if you could pick the team, would you take the Ravens or the Cowboys?
I would take the Ravens.
I would too, for this reason.
Really? No. Oh, I wouldn't.
Mark Ingram, top 10 running back, rushing for 1,000 yards. Derrick Henry on the Ravens would murder people. Like, there would be dead bodies on defense on the field because he would just run through them because they're just ready to start Lamar Jackson, and then this 270-pound beast just plows through them on his way to 20 touchdowns. He would score 20 touchdowns.
I guess I can see that. Yeah, Mark,
Gus Edwards just basically scored 20 touchdowns, right? So it's a massive upgrade. But I think, Lauren, with the right coaching scheme in Dallas – you know, McCarthy probably won't stick to the run where Baltimore wants. That's what they want to do. So that's kind of why.
I see your point in it. I just, I don't know. There's something in
Did you just call him McCarthy?
I don't think so.
Kind of like you said, I said like McCarthy.
Maybe. I may have emphasized Mac, but it seems odd.
You know,
it's definitely not correct if I did it.
Yeah,
what did he say on the Sirius show? Canadian average? Average? What did he say?
Canadian?
I don't know.
No, it was. Oh my God! How can we not think of this? I was going to put it on a T-shirt too. I'll think of it in a second.
We'll have to go back and
was it Canada angry?
Canadian, yeah, Canadian angry.
Canada angry, so it was like Canadian angry or something.
He mixed angry and Canadian in the same.
I love how you're talking about me like I'm not here.
Yeah, I know. Meanwhile, Fox is already like Googling. He's trying to order Derrick Henry Dallas Cowboys jersey. He just can't wait. Cowboys, well, Cowboys fans would love that.
Hurry up and listen on demand because you only have another week before it's gone. So you're gonna have to go find it. I know what it was, but I think it's funny that you're just talking about. I'm not gonna tell you. Don't even ask me. So last two things. Danny Green. You're getting closer. So, two bits of news that are actually running game related. One involves a running back, and one doesn't. Real quick, as we get out of here. So, Mike McDonald actually said the team is going to be, or emphasize the run in 2024. As of today, is Kenneth Walker an RB1, yes or no? Very simple, Chris. I mean, you can go into the whole whether or not Charbonnet is a factor for you, but was he before, and does this news make you feel even better, or is it like it's February?
Man, I don't want to cop out and say borderline. No, I think it's important, and I think just the hiring, I mean, for me, that's what I was connecting the dots anyways, and just how he kind of ran things in Baltimore, how things were run again in Baltimore and now going over Seattle. I would say top 12. Like, I mean, again, is this a cop-out answer? I don't think he's top 10 because I still have some worries about his efficiency. One thing I did notice last year that I didn't think would happen.
Well, okay, hold on. Do you want to hear the rest of the quote? Because the rest of the quote is
The rest of the quote we're going to use both guys?
No. Okay. So here's the rest of the quote for everybody out there. I'm going to get to the end of the first portion where he talks about a physical unit, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes out there and himself, Mike McDonald says this. I know it's kind of coach speak. Like, he even said that. Like, this is the time of year. It's like, it's just coach speak. But here you go. But it needs to be an efficient unit. We want to be able to possess the ball. We want to able to be obviously explosive and not to turn the ball over. Pause. And I think that's going to come through the run and play action on early downs.
Ooh.
Well, that speaks more to Charbonnet as like a pass-catching running back. I think he's.
I mean, you can take it anyway. It's clearly he's talking about the run. There's no question he's emphasizing the run game.
They want to be a run-first team. So I guess that's good if you have Walker shares, even Charbonnet shares in Dynasty. But
well, the reason I brought this up, because again, not the incumbent coach, and these are two incumbent running backs who are – he has
– right.
I mean, very he could go out there point. And nobody – like, wait, what – DeAndre Swift, 1 year, $4 million contract, all of a sudden he's a thorn in the side of all – like, I'm saying it could go sideways.
And just a very good point, Jake, because it's a new regime. They're not married to anybody, like you said. I mean, even – thinking about Doug Peterson last year, you know, it was a lot of ETN, but they drafted a guy and maybe ETN wasn't kind of like his thought process. And they ended up firing a running back coach. So maybe they weren't happy with how that running back room shaped out. But it could be a whole ride the hot hand here. It could be, hey, Charbonnet looks better as a running back on early downs, and we could utilize play action with him more so than Kenneth Walker. So, yeah, it could be just these guys are getting a ton of touches and maybe Charbonnet is – the answer.
Jake, did you say top 12 or top 10?
12. He has to be an RB1.
Okay. RB13.
Coda's a little thirsty.
High end RB2. RB13. I'll take it.
Barclay comes. There you go. Here's the other one as we get out of here. Run game related, but has nothing to do with a running back. Do you want to guess who I'm talking about? Oh, it just happens to be Falcons tight end coach. Said they view Kyle Pitts as an asset in the run game, not as a blocker, as in somebody that needs to get the ball in his hands more, a dynamic weapon. You'll see him all over the field, blah, 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 blah. We all knew this was going to be better for Kyle Pitts in 2024, Lauren, but can it involve the run game? Are we talking about the new Debo Samuel?
I was actually just looking up some stats about that comparison because obviously you just heard me. The first name that popped into my head was Debo Samuel. That's going to be interesting. He has the build, I think, for it. But why? Are they
exactly? That's what I was like. Why? This guy's not going to get a ton of carries. Maybe some screens. Silly. My thinking
I
is
love
like
Coach Beak season because it's like how many people are lying.
I don't know. Like, there's new blood too. New young guys in the game that are open and honest about things, and it is refreshing. It really is. But I would say, just as Nathan said, that was my thought process as well. The first thing I heard, Jake, when you mentioned that, is like, let's get this guy the ball at the line of scrimmage, some screens, some bubble screens, because he is explosive. We've yet to really see his upside over the past couple of years. Like, we just got teased by the rookie campaign. I'd say get the ball in his hands and let him go. I can't see many end arounds in Kyle Pitts' future, but that's just me.
Odd to me. It just seems like you're putting Kyle Pitts at unnecessary bodily harm.
I don't. Give Kyle Pitts 150 touches one way or another. Like, let's fix this.
I agree.
I mean, that'd be cool, but I don't know.
Drafting him at 8 and then don't use him ever again. But
the offense should run through 3 people.
Yes. Drake London, Bijan Robinson, and Kyle Pitts.
Just like KC, feed them. All 3. Feed.
And whoever the fourth option is that they add. And should for be a fourth option. We don't have a fourth option. We are going to continue these off-season talks, and this is what we're here for, to have some fun with that. At Chris Meany, at Stepmom Lauren, a special guest in 2 weeks. It's just me and this person. If you saw the tweet, you know who it is. It's a giant hint. So look forward to all that in the off-season as, March is almost here. So goodbye, whatever. Peace. Dogs are here. I don't know. I just love doing this to Fox until he cuts me off at the end.